Colleges and universities are wrapping up a fall semester unlike any other. The pandemic left campuses around the country scrambling to figure out how to effectively teach while keeping everyone safe. So we asked five students how it went.
Hey, my name is Trace Williams. I'm a senior at the University of Kentucky. Before COVID-19 was ever a thing, I told myself like I would never take an online class because I feel like I can lose like focus easily, but I've actually kind of enjoyed online classes, but I know some students don't, you know. Some students don't have the best Wi-Fi connection. Some students really can't focus. Other students are very depressed or have a lot of anxiety because they're in isolation and they just miss seeing people and they just like they need that kind of connection that they're not getting online.
My name's Quinn Ahart. I'm a sophomore at Colorado College. As an RA, it has been a little challenging. Something I tell my residents one day could be different the next. They started the semester with bringing all freshmen onto campus, so I had about 14 people in my hall, and now I'm down to 3. More than half left after we had a couple quarantines of like our bigger halls. I'm telling my residents to keep their contacts like small, like try and hang out with the same people. You don't want to be the kid that starts the next dorm-wide quarantine.
My name is Eva Saleo. I am a senior at the University of Iowa. I was actually like a teaching intern, so I wasn't in the class. I was teaching a class. So each little section would have like 6 people so they could sit far apart. We would have them clean everything with ethanol before they sat down and before they left. We'd have them wear lab coats, gloves, face shields, and masks. It wasn't pleasant. You know, the room's like 85 degrees. The students were not engaged at all. It felt like a farce. Like, obviously, like as a person who's going into education, that's like not like a great feeling when you're the one teaching that class.
My name is Thomas Assad. I'm at the University of Notre Dame. It seemed like we were able to have a semester that was as normal as it could be during the age of COVID. We ended up beating Clemson in overtime, and adrenaline kind of carried people onto the field. And I think after the fact, people realized that that may not have been the greatest idea. And I myself sort of regret jumping. The Friday that finals week ended, my roommate tested positive for the virus. He could have gotten it from one of our friends or interacting with a professor or even at the grocery store. He has no idea how he got it.
My name is Justin Trinidad. I go to Loyola University Chicago. I am a sophomore. While I did kind of like maybe lose a semester or maybe even two with spring semester coming up soon, I feel like it was better for our community in Chicago that we weren't just like all there all together, because I feel like there is definitely a college like mentality when it comes to like, oh, it won't affect me. I'm barely reaching 20. The coronavirus isn't gonna like hit me hard. And I feel like knowing myself, I probably would be there one or more times, but I think it was like a socially responsible decision by Loyola to be like, we're canceling on-campus housing, because like it's not like they can watch us 24/7.
The voices there of college students halfway through this unique and challenging school year.